Graciana's next step. The dark days of Paris were like watching a colorful bunch of flowers die fast. Paris was being swallowed. Thank goodness Siobhan was smart and had left. On the bridge in dark Paris, Graciana scratched her shoe on the ground and burst into tears thinking about her sister, blaming herself for everything. She was angry for not making Constance leave when she knew she should have. All around her, Parisians were disappearing. Jews were being rounded up. Criminals congregated. Ne'er-do-wells gathered. Homosexuals violated. Suspected sympathizers rooted out by the Gestapo. They were ruthlessly proficient. One Parisian lady who had been talking to Dom outside the cafe said, "They busted the door down in the middle of the night." Everyone knew they would take whomever they targeted, bitch-slapping the women, often dislodging their eyeballs or worse. But it was the or worse stories that were fairy between Parisian women. They would talk at coffee and whisper in passing and tell about Madame and Monsieur so-and-so who were targeted in the neighborhood last night. "They took him and they left her for dead after they took everything," they'd say. All of them would take their turn with her in front of the children and in front of him, laughing and drunk, they would say. Then they would just be gone. But Graciana's own sister? She knew what she must do. She decided right there on the bridge that nothing else mattered. "I must fight." Now, her only fear, that the Gestapo would somehow stop her from fighting for Fontaine and for France and for Constance. Now, the war was personal.